This Warrior Sound update coming to you from the airport in Oakland as the Warriors have arrived home. The series is tied 2-2. I'm Lawrence Scott, and as the team arrived here in the Bay Area, head coach Steve Kerr was pulled aside here at the airport to speak to the media and talk about Game 5 coming up on Wednesday night.
Any update on, like, Andre? I know he had the knee issue.
Andre's probable for tomorrow. But little hyperextension, but he should be good to go.
Anyone else? I know Kevin had the elbow stuff. What exactly is going on with Kevin with the elbow?
Not really sure. It was just sore yesterday. Sean's a little banged up as well. So that's one of the reasons we came back later today, so the guys could get treatment this morning, have a recovery day. And so hopefully everybody will be, you know, ready to roll tomorrow.
This is really a grind, which is kind of what you expect in the playoffs. How spoiled have we been the last few years where you guys seem to just kind of coast to these wins?
Well, we went 7 games with these guys last year, so this is not anything unusual. It's been an unbelievable run the last 5 years. We've had plenty of series that have gone quickly, but we've had our share of adversity too. We've been down in series before. We were down 3-1 a few years ago and came back and won. So we're used to this. This is all part of it. 2-2, home court advantage. We're in a good spot. We got to just get back to work.
You have the home court, but is it more dangerous against a team like this to have a short series just because they shoot so many threes and with the variance, or do you just think that you guys, if you do what you do, will succeed?
Well, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in any series, but particularly when you got two great teams playing each other. Anything could happen, but we feel very confident. It's 2-2. We're back here. We play another one. I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about the variance and the 3-point shots. And
do you want them to shoot fewer than 50, I guess?
Yeah, we're hoping they'll only shoot 48 tomorrow. And we just play. And you make the adjustments you need to make based on the last game, based on how the series has gone, and based on your health. So we'll take all those things into consideration, and we'll rely on our home crowd and bring the necessary energy and poise to win the game. That's the idea.
Steve, last night you said you felt that they were playing a little bit rushed during the game. How do you achieve that pace that you want to set but play less rushed?
That's the trick. That's the idea. That's what we set out to achieve every single game. We want to play fast, but we wanted to be disciplined. We want to put a lot of pressure on our opponent, but we don't want to turn the ball over. So that's why we practice the way we do, and that's why we preach those words over and over again. And that's the team we've been over many years. So it's not anything new, but sometimes in the playoffs on the road, you get a little bit outside yourself. You try a little bit too hard. I thought that happened last night. We'll settle back in tomorrow.
Steve, it seemed last night like everybody was really confident. There was no panic. Did you get that sense as well, carrying over into the flight back and how the mood is right now?
Yeah, the mood's good. Again, it's the playoffs. This is what it's about. And our team has been here many times. As I said, we've been in much worse situations. Being down in series, being on the road for Game 7s, we've pretty much seen it all. So This is just another chapter in the book, and we'll get some rest today and come back ready to go tomorrow.
Steve, it seems like Clay's often a good barometer for how your offense is going. When he's getting open shots and clean looks and burying him, the offense is kind of humming. What do you see with him these last few games? Is he been rushing shots? Is he not getting the clean looks he usually gets?
I thought he rushed 4 or 5 shots last night. Just almost too anxious to get going, we'll show them some of those clips. We'll show the whole team some of those clips tomorrow, not just Clay, but some other guys too, being in a rush, being trying to get things going, with too much haste. Instead of letting them happen with the proper fundamentals, with the proper approach. So It happens, especially on the road, especially, you know, if you've had a little bit of a struggle, you try too hard to get out of, you know, you're a little bit of a rut. It happens all the time to everybody. So it's just a matter of settling back in.
Is his ankle bothering him or affecting him in any way?
No.
Is it kind of symptomatic of the ball maybe not moving as much as you want? Because he obviously moves so well without the ball.
Yeah, well, it's the in the playoffs, defenses are always locked in and better. So ball movement is never going to be what it is in the regular season. So you still can achieve it, though, certain ways. And there are a few things that we have to do better in order to ensure that.
PJ Tucker's not going to stop being physical. How do you combat what he's doing to you guys?
We got to find him early. You know, he sneaks behind us defensively when the shot goes up, and he's getting a lot of offensive rebounds. So the way you have to handle that is find him early. You know, shot goes up, whoever's closest to him has to get a body on him. He's obviously a strong guy, but we can do a good job. We did a good job in the first two games, so we got to get better with that tomorrow.
We're on the other end where, you know, he's really down low into Kevin. And it's not just him. I mean, Gordon's doing it. Yeah. How do you combat the physicality they're bringing defensively?
I think we're doing fine, honestly. We can be a little bit better driving and kicking and moving the ball and again, not forcing shots. I mean, they're playing really, really hard defensively. So one of the things you have to make them do is make them guard for longer. You know, I thought we took a lot of quick, hasty shots where we didn't have a rhythm. We didn't really make them guard. We let them off the hook. And it's not anything elaborate. It's not about a scheme or a play call. It's more about the intent, you know, drive and kick, move the ball on, keep it moving.
Steve, when you mentioned Sean being a little banged up, is it anything specific or just his body's sore?
He's just old, just like me. He's old. Not as old as me, but he's getting close.
You had Kevin guard James a decent amount in the fourth. Can you do that? What do you like about that matchup?
Well, with Kevin's length, you know, he's able to challenge James's three-point shot. You know, even after, you take the blow, you know, from James and he knocks you back on your heels, Kevin still has the length to get up and challenge the shot. So he's pretty good on him, and so is Clay, and so is Andre. So we'll mix and match, and I'm sure all three of them will see him tomorrow.
When you say take the blow, I presume you're talking about Harden's push-off kind of thing. Do you think that's not seen or not called?
It's just not. It's not something that's called. I'm not sending anything to the league or anything. It's just the game. It's the modern game. Mm-hmm. Modern game is, you know, these last 5 years we've decided to give every advantage to the offense, and that's so you have to adapt. So that means you have to defend, and you have to do everything you can to defend, you know, the best players in the world, and those same rules apply to us. So I'm not talking about anything in particular. I'm just saying, you know, you have to have length on James because of that, because of the way the game is played today.
Your low assist totals for you guys, at least, is that a product of what they're doing, or is it what you guys are doing, not doing? I mean, what do you make of that?
Always a combination. Yeah. They're doing a good job defensively. They're playing really hard, but we're in a rush and we're taking some quick shots. So you make them work a little bit longer, put it on the floor. You know, there's no defense for draw and kick and ball movement and pace and you know, the ball moves a lot faster than any human being can. So we've got to be a little more patient. That's what I was talking about last night post game. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. I appreciate it.